Uh-oh, here we go.
It's time for a bonus pod, bitches.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
And welcome to a bonus pod. It is Friday if we are dropping a bonus pod up on you, and I thank you for being here, Fat to Fit or Else. I'm not going to lie to you guys, going to come right out, going to be real honest with you. I don't know how I did this. I've been so busy and preoccupied this week that I came out and never weighed myself for my challenge. And I didn't realize it too. It was like Wednesday. I'm like, I never weighed in for the challenge. So I didn't do the challenge. So the 5-pound challenge has to be moved to next week. So I will weigh in this weekend and start it for the new show, which I will record on Sunday. So I will have that all on Sunday. I promise you that. My apologies for slipping. I've been being kept very, very busy with the new dog. In fact, I have not gone to the gym once. I have not done any lifting of the weights, which is fine because, remember, I'm still nursing the shoulder. Keep taking it easy, they said, for another month is what they wanted. And I lifted weights, and it gets sore, but it feels fine. So I'm like, you know what? I'm walking the dog every day. I come home every day, and I walk the dog typically with my wife. But tonight, she was gone, and I walked both of them together, the German Shepherd and the new great white mutt named Ice, who is now sitting beside me and being the co-host of Fat to Fit or Else. And he is a handful. That new dog is a handful. I'm not going to lie. I have the Ring doorbell cameras all around my house, and he stays on our deck. We have a really big deck. My backyard's like a hill, and it's got 2 yards, an upper yard, a lower yard, and then my back deck is 2 stories high, even though I only live in a 1-story house because the house is on a hill. So he stays on the deck. And I'm not kidding, he's chewed on the deck. I bought him a bunch of toys. When I got him, before I even picked him up, I went to PetSmart, and I got his name tag, and I got, a bunch of toys, a leash, a collar, all that stuff. I want him to have all of his own stuff, so I bought all of that. And then that mofo has not once touched a toy. Now, my German Shepherd loves the toys, and she'll grab him and run off with him, and he doesn't care. He only wants to chew on anything that's not a toy is what he wants to chew on. So we're learning that. He's getting his manners up. He's amazing on a leash, and he's been good for the workout. So I am not mad at the dog walking. It's fun. I love my dogs. I love spending time with my dogs and having just lost the most favorite dog I've ever had in my life. It just made me really appreciate my other dogs, and then having the new one, Mr. Ice, has been cool, and it's just really, he's part of the family. So we're getting him there. He's still a 90-pound lap dog. It's actually 87 pounds. That's his weight, but close to 90. And he likes to climb in your lap and then bite you and thinks it's funny. But I have a good fun with him. So getting my walk on, getting my workout in that way, and that's all I've been doing for the workout. I've been okay on the diets. Now, as we speak, as you hear this show, I am in the doctor. I am doing my checkup for the doctor, and I am going to have one pissed off doctor at me because my doctor is the queen of thorough. And she tells me to do a lot of stuff, and I typically do some of it. That's honest. I typically do some of it. She'll give me 10 things to do, and I'll be like, here's what doc, like, I appreciate her, and I know her job is my health, and I really do appreciate that. But my job is my job, and it's a pain in the ass, my job. It takes me, I spend about 11 to 12 hours a day, you know, just getting up, getting dressed, going to work, working, and coming home. It takes about 11 to 12 hours a day. And that's a lot of your day. Now, it's great right now in the summertime when I can get home and it's still daylight and walk the dogs and grill outside if I want to. I love this time of year for that. But it is really freaking hard to take off and go to the doctor. When I take off, I lose a half a day's pay. Except for my boss threw me a bone. I'm being sarcastic. what would be a half day today, I was coming in at noon. I was just going to go to the doctor in the morning and then come into work at noon and do a little half day Friday. I don't mind. And I don't get paid for that. I'm not turning in sick time. I just don't get paid for half day. I'm fine with that. My boss came to me and was like, I need your help. And that, which is always, I don't know what it is with your work, but when your supervisor or boss or whoever comes to you and says, mine is, I need your help, that means I'm about to get hosed. What's happening here? And I will be working till about 9 p.m. tonight. So I'm not getting any, I'm not losing any time to go to the doctor. I'm just going to take my long day and make it even longer. So I'm going to be late. I probably will walk the dog in the morning before I go to the doctor and get my walk in. But it's going to be a fun one. I am going to have a grueling day. I've had a weird week this week. A lot of car stuff at work. I am in charge of maintaining and dealing with a lot of our vehicles at work, security vehicles and whatnot. And I had, we have some police cars, like patrol cars, security patrol cars that are old cop cars, Crown Victorias. And they're fun. They're fun to drive. They really are. They're fast and they handle great. And I like driving them. It is fun. But I had to drive one really far a couple days this week for repairs. And the problem with driving those is everyone thinks you're a cop because it's a cop car. And so every time you're going, people see you in the rearview mirror and they slow down. They like slam on their brakes. And you're like, wait a minute. People drive like 80 miles an hour. Well, not when you're in a cop car. They don't. And I'm like, I'm not a cop. I'm a security guard. Just let me go. Just go. Please get out of my way. And I had that. I did have to call AAA after I picked it up at the shop. The shop did not reconnect the battery. So I got home, turned it off. Next morning, got in to drive back into work, and no battery was connected. I was highly annoyed. And what's funny, I didn't even check. I was like, click, click, click. I'm like, great, the shop. I know they were working on it, leaving it running and then turning it off and leaving the key on. So I figured they just killed the battery. But no. They just didn't plug the battery back in. Or after they started it, and then they didn't fasten it on all the way. And, annoying, very annoying. But what are you going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to punch somebody in the nose. That's what Stretch does. I have some stories today, and we're going to get into those. I like this one. I found it from a New York Post article. They have a lot of good fitness stuff in that paper, and there's a lot of newspapers that I check, and I check their websites for fitness stories, and this one came from there, and it is a lady who is a weight loss coach. Her name is Rizzo, and I like her tips. She's got a really good basic article she wrote for them, and she says she does these four things, period. And this is her main things. Like, you know, there's workout things that she does here and there, but these four are her constants, and they are the core of her weight loss program. And one of them is walking 5 times a week. Absolutely co-sign that. The more you walk, the better you are. Getting your steps in is golden, and it's so much healthier for you than running. I'm anti-running. I know some of you guys are runners, and you're like, Stretch is an idiot. He hates running. I just, now that I'm old, and now that my body is shot from being young and dumb, I look, and everyone I know that was a runner has health issues, every single one of them. Some of them, it comes later in life. Some people don't even get that old. Some people have problems from, you know, like 40, 30s, and they're already having problems from the way they worked out. Trust me, my shoulders from lifting weights and just what I did, and that wasn't so much being an idiot. It was just going hard, going heavy, what I like to do. And people who like to run are going to end up with, you know, knee pain, back pain, hip pain. There's pain. There's pain in your future if you were a runner that was really serious about it and ran some distances on a regular basis. Now, walking also is really good for fat loss. If you walk at a nice slow pace, if you ever see bodybuilders, the muscles, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers, they don't run ever. They walk, and they walk at a pretty slow pace, and that burns fat. That stimulates fat burning. Because your body isn't freaked out, and it's like, oh, all right, cool, we're walking. It's not trying to freak out and think it's starving. Like, if you're running, you're going to burn muscle. better chance than you are fat, because your body is like, oh crap, we're burning way too much energy. Let's start burning this muscle and store the fat. It's just like when you're starving, your body will burn muscle once we see all the lollipop heads running around on the Ozempic. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Ozempic here in a minute too. But that's a great one. Walking, can't co-sign that one enough. The next one I absolutely love too. And this is a lady who is a small lady, and she does 120 grams of protein a day. That is another thing I preach here. That would be my number one: eat protein. Whatever amount of protein you're eating, eat more protein. And I know if you're trying to gain it all, it's a gram per pound. So if you're a 250-pound person, 250 grams of protein a day if you want to get some muscle gains. This lady is doing 120 grams. It doesn't say how much she weighs, but they break it down to 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. I am not a metrics mofo, which is 0.036 grams. That's less than half a gram per pound. So if you were a 150-pound person, that'd be 54 grams of protein a day. That's a low amount of protein in my eyes, but I would set that as your minimum. And protein is vitally important to keeping your body looking good and healthy while losing fat. It's so vital. Next one for her, number three, is staying hydrated. Another thing, pretty much, I will bet most of you and myself probably are a little dehydrated. We don't drink enough water. No one drinks enough water. The recommended is 8 ounces, 8 8-ounce glasses of water per day. That is the old one, and most people blow that away. These women walking around with their Stanleys, hell, one Stanley, you got your daily goal in. When I was really serious about working out, I would do at least a gallon of water a day, and I would try to front load it because it sucks when you're drinking that much water, and at night you have to pee like a racehorse all night and you don't get any really great sleep. So I would get the gallon jug and I would start and I would try to really pound it in the morning. So I'd pee all day. Then by night I was back to normal, and then I'd start over in the morning. And there's something about, it's good for your skin. It's good for everything. It flushes your body out. It flushes out, antioxidants. It's really good. It flushes out just everything. It's a good way to detox your body. It's good for your liver. It's good for everything. A lot of water, your kidneys, your liver, all of that. Just flushing your system also washes out a lot of fat. And you would be amazed if you would just do those three things right there. Drink a lot of water, eat probably more protein than you're eating, and walk 5 days a week, you'd be amazed at your fitness turnaround, how it is. And now, if you're some hardcore, gnarly athlete, you're like, I do 10 times more than that, cool, keep doing it. But if you're just a regular person, I want to lose some weight, and I want to feel better, and I want to be healthy, those are three solid gold things from this lady, Rizzo. Her fourth one, kind of a cop-out, it's making sacrifices. Sometimes having fun is not okay, and you have to sacrifice that to not break your diet and not da-da-da-da-da. And that one, I don't co-sign that. You're going to make sacrifices, but I'm also big on rewards. The older I get and the more I see in my life, there's been moments that were I should have been celebrating that I didn't, because I was on a mission to do better than what I was doing, and then I never got better than that moment. And I'm like, I didn't celebrate it. I never, ever, ever want to not celebrate even the tiniest victory. And if that celebrating that tiny victory means I had a freaking cookie today, I'm going to have that effing cookie. And in my opinion, you should too. Just because life sucks. Life will cap you off at the knees more times than not. And if, you're a student and you ace the test, whatever your celebration is, if it's, I'm going to watch a movie today instead of that extra hour of studying. I know we all sacrifice, and we all sacrifice on the daily, especially if you're a parent or, you got a family. We all have to sacrifice, but I can't be that person that's that strict. And maybe that's why I'm a fat ass. Maybe that's why my fitness is always up and down like a roller coaster. But I refuse to be that. I can't go out. I'll never have a slice of pizza. No, that doesn't work for me. So I don't like her number four, but her number three, her one through three were absolutely solid. And maybe if you're like, I'm getting ready for a wedding, by all means, set those goals, sacrifice, and hit that goal. But when you try to do it as a lifestyle change, that's hard. It's really, really hard. And I'm telling you, it's just, we need wins. We need wins. We need celebrations. We need, my wife's giving me crap for the new dog. Remember, I kind of just went and got it after she threw a hissy fit. But here's what I know. I wanted that dog. That dog needed me, and I think I needed that dog. I'm still upset about the loss of my dog, Sarge, who was 14. It's still random bouts of crying will still ensue. Something will happen, and I'll be like, damn. That reminds me of Sarge, and my heart will be broken. So I'm not replacing him, never have tried to replace him, but the new dog needed love, and I needed a new best friend to love, and it's been great for me. So anything, celebrate, enjoy your life, have some discipline, but enjoy your life. All right, let's get into some Ozempic talk. I am an Ozempic person. I will be giving you guys updates later. By the next show, I will give you guys updates probably on my A1C and my diabetes and all that other crap, because I'm going through it all with my doctor, who is not going to be happy. She is not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy. And she's such a nice lady, too. It's funny how I could piss off nice people just being stretch. But we're going to talk. It'll be good. So here we go. Ozempic is, we all know, the big weight loss wonder drug, even though it truly is a type 2 diabetes drug. Well, a guy who is a Canada endocrinologist named Daniel Drucker. He's a diabetes treatment pioneer whose work paved the way for Ozempic. Is saying what's next for this class of obesity-fighting drugs, which mimic the GLP-1 hormone and make people feel full and eat less. These meds have already shown really losing weight is good for you. And I've talked about that here when we celebrate all body styles and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, yeah, you know when your body's the best? When it's thinner. You know when your body's the healthiest? When it's less fat. And I'm telling you this as a fat person. I'm dead serious. Losing weight is really good for you. Those football players that were linemen that were all 320 pounds, as soon as they retire, they all dump a bunch of weight and get down to like 200 pounds, like a normal weight for a normal dude, because it is not healthy for your body carrying around all that extra weight. And they're saying that the Ozempic, besides being great for diabetes and great for weight loss, has been really good at reducing heart and kidney disease because you're not a fatty McFatass. So that people are getting skinnier with them. So they say initially they focused on blood sugar control, and then they realized the side effect was weight loss, and then they blew up and became the big, big thing. Now they say subsequent waves for the Ozempic are more likely to improve other chronic disorders. And number one that this guy's talking about is chronic inflammation, which is when your immune system is activated after an injury or threat of illness has passed. And that inflammation can cause diabetes, can cause heart disease, can cause cancer and other conditions just from having inflammation in your body. So these drugs already indirectly reduce inflammation through weight loss. Losing weight is a good way to get inflammation down in your body. And high blood sugar and excess body fat cause inflammation. So now they're realizing these medications activate T cells, which is a key part of your immune system. So here you go. You're getting your inflammation down. You're getting your immune system up. And a new discovery is that the gut-brain immune network that controls inflammation throughout the body can be controlled with these drugs. Ozempic is proving to be an effing wonder drug. So far in animal studies and human studies, it seems to reduce inflammation almost everywhere in the body. Inflammation of the nervous tissue is, by the way, a hallmark of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, which are brain disorders characterized by cognitive decline. I give you Joe Biden. 5.8 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease and related dementia. Semaglutides, the active ingredient of Ozempic and Wegovy, is now being tested to see if it has a positive effect on early Alzheimer's disease, and preliminary results will be in within the next year. Now they say they also are going to start on Parkinson's disease and a lot of other stuff. So there's really, really promising future for Ozempic. It is crazy. Another thing, Ozempic users, they say once people start drinking Ozempic, once people start using Ozempic, they're drinking less alcohol. And they say study results on that are inconclusive, but they are finding that. I'm going to tell you personally, you want to lose weight, stop drinking. I do not drink alcohol at, I do not touch alcohol, have not in, now it's been, I don't know, 8 years or more, 8 to 9 years, I haven't had any alcohol. I just don't drink it. And it's, I'm a fat ass, I have diabetes, there's no need for me to ever drink it at this point. But it's just extra calories that turns to sugar. You get drunk and there's bad things happen. You are not making your best decisions while on alcohol. I mean, not everyone needs to be as weird as me and completely stop drinking. But if you can, I would recommend it. There's no upside to it. But by the way, you save a ton of money when you go out to eat. When you go out to eat and you don't drink alcohol, you're like, man, my bill was like so low tonight. Yeah, guess why? Because we're drinking alcohol. Now, they also have another thing. They say they're now researching Ozempic's use on depression and anxiety because they say of all the weight loss drugs, there's lower suicidal thoughts when people are using Ozempic to lose weight compared to almost all other weight loss drugs. I can tell you what that is right now. Most weight loss drugs, in essence, let's be honest, are freaking crystal meth. They're giving you speed. And when your body's hyped up and stimulate, you don't see a lot of fat cokeheads or crackheads. You know why? Because their body's so amped up, they're not hungry and they don't eat. So most weight loss drugs are a stimulant. And a stimulant, then you also get paranoid and crazy and all kinds of stuff. Stimulants are after a while, not good for the system. And trust me, suicidal thoughts and craziness come from really jacking up the stimulants. And when you are on stimulants, I know from being on a stimulant weight loss drug before in the past that you have to increase the dosage. And then once you realize you drink a cup of coffee with those stimulants and it compounds the stimulant effect, and then you're literally a crackhead. You're literally a tweaking ass crackhead. So it's like, I guess kind of what's the drug that all of the ADHD drug that everyone is taking, because it's a stimulant as well. It's basically, that crap is crystal meth. And that's another drug right now that's really hard to get because it's being overprescribed and people are taking it like crazy because it makes you focus. It stimulates you so you eat less. People can lose weight on it. There's all kinds of stuff. Those ADHD meds are no joke, but they come with suicidal thoughts in some people as a side effect, a much higher number of people than the people that are on the Ozempic, because Ozempic, not a stimulant. That's why Ozempic's really, really great. It's, you're not freaked out at all. And you've ever been on someone who's on stimulants, and I'm talking legal stimulants, they tend to get a little edgy, a little high strung, a little pissy. So that is something to look at, and really good news for Ozempic. I mean, damn, here's an option. I'm an idiot that has no money, but I could tell you if I had money right now, I'd be buying stock in that company because it's only going to go up and be better. People that own Ozempic. All right, let's go now to this one, which is about mental health now. We've talked about physical health and ways to get healthy. going to tell you this one because this one is very important. We're in the middle of summer. It's summertime. You're going on summer vacation. Well, what do you think of this story? A recent survey revealed that 54% of U.S. adults work on vacation. And whether they work or not, half of workers feel guilty about taking time off. I can't tell you enough how much you need some decompression time. And you need to set serious boundaries with your office that I'm going to be on vacation. This person is handling my duties. They're covering for me. You do not need to speak to me. I don't care if this place burns down. You've got to set those boundaries because that is unacceptable. At my job, no matter how long we've been there, we get 1 week off a year, 5 days. That's it. And there's people that will work through their vacation, and it bothers me. I will not, but I'm an a-hole. I will tell people, like, yeah, screw off, and I also will just shut my phone. I have no problem shutting my phone off. No problem. But there's people that will do it, and it bothers me because it's vital to have time off and be away from work and do not get on your damn phone. 86% of people in this poll say they receive calls and messages from colleagues while on vacation. 63%, these are all dumb Americans, say they feel anxious if they don't check their work inboxes, and 59% struggle to switch off from work. All of these people, and this is written by a psychologist, and they say, you know, it's what like the hallmark of success, but your body needs that decompression time. The human brain, they say, needs time for rest and quiet to repair itself. Those repairs require quiet time, sleep time, time away from work. The digital BS world that we live in now has really brought work home for all of us. I know I worked at a place when I was a department head, one of the rehabs I worked at, and there was people that love to sue their employers that worked for us. And I would learn through that, like, you could do stuff if you would send an email to someone at night and we had company phones, they could charge you like 15 minutes or something like that. Like a lawyer, they could charge you 15 minutes. And there were people that kept track of every email they got after they got off at whatever their shift ended, and they would bill the company. And then they would rally other people. Then they'd get a lawyer and go back and sue for back pay. And they'd go through all of our emails and our phones. And it was a freaking nightmare. But I learned that lesson being a department head at that place because there was a sue happy mofo piece of crap that worked there. And here's another fun one. Once you sue your work, and I'm dealing with California. But this is California, communist California, where I live and where I've lived my whole life outside of the little 1 year I spent in the great state of Alabama when I was first born. In California, if you sue your work, you are unfireable. If you ever get fired after you sue them, you could sue them again and you will win a fortune because California is insane, hostile to all business. But it was a really good lesson. But that being said, your work starts calling you on vacation, you can threaten that. I will call the labor board. I will do this. I will turn you in. And there will be compensation coming your way for those calls. And if you have to do work, if you have to answer emails, you can bill stuff. And if you have to go back to work after you leave work, even if it's, hey, we need you to come back. I know you left. We need you to come back. That is, I know this from being a manager, 4 hours. That is 4 hours billed. If you come back for 15 minutes, you charge 4 hours. That is your legal right in California. I know these things. Look it up. Don't take it from my dumbass. Look it up. But it's all true. But to some degree, I agree with it. Like on vacation, they should not be calling you. There should be clear boundaries set. And if your boss or your work is that kind of place, drop the hammer before you go on vacation and tell them, I am taking time off. I am not to be bothered. It is ridiculous and it is unacceptable. So I hope all of you do that and you have a great summer vacation this summer. I'm going to get back to I'll have news on my health and some of the tests that we ran. And I also will have my weigh-in because I tell you, I'm turning in Joe Biden before your very ears. I'm just losing my mind forgetting to do crap. The dog's keeping me very busy because he's stressful because he does young dog stuff, which is, you know, like chews up crap in my house and stuff. So I'm watching him constantly and keeping all eyes on him. But I got to get back to having my eye on the prize, which is my health, which is the reason for doing this show and the reason that I try to hold myself accountable to work out and to lose weight and to do the right thing for myself and my family. I hope you do the same. God bless you guys. I will talk to you again on Monday. Will be the next new show for the week, and I'll have you all those results. Have a great weekend. See ya.